Okay, good morning. For those of you who don't have it, there's a handout here because it gets complicated on Daf Tesvav with Mafoksim. Okay, we are starting on Daf Yud Daled on the Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom. And if you recall, we've been talking about over the last few Dafim, we've been talking about when the cutoff is for various halachic purposes, whether it be Shvius or Meiser, when does the new year start? And we said the new year starts for a tree at Tu B'Shvat or at Rosh Chodesh Shvat, depending on the Machlokes Beis Sham and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. And then we said also that we were talking about what stage in the development of a fruit or a vegetable or some kind of produce are we marking it by? Are we marking it by the initial hashrasha, when the item first started developing roots in the ground? Are we doing it based on chanata, the first development of the fruit? Are we doing it based on lukita, the harvesting or the picking of the fruit? At what point are we determining what year this fruit belongs to for purposes of meiser and for purposes of shvius? Also, there are a lot of reasons why we might want to know what year a particular fruit belongs to. And we said that with respect to fruits that grow on trees, we said, generally speaking, it goes basar chanata. It goes based on the first time that the fruit starts developing, with one exception that we've identified so far, and we're going to identify a second exception on today's daf. The first exception that we've already started talking about is esrog, because an esrog is unique among fruits. Even though it does grow on a tree, it is irrigated not only from rainwater, the way trees are normally irrigated, but it's irrigated, it's darkly gadol al kol mayim. It gets irrigated also, meaning you might artificially irrigate your esrog tree in order to give it enough water to grow. And so therefore it's similar in that respect to vegetables, which require irrigation. And therefore it might go after not chanata, the first development of the fruit, like most other fruit-grown trees, but an esrog might be basar lukita, like a yarek. It might go based on when it's harvested. That might determine its year of origin for purposes of all these halachos. And we said on the very top, towards the top on of Yud Daled Amud Beis, that there's a machokes tanoim between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer as to whether this is true. Rabbi Gamliel held that for purposes of Meiser, an esrog's year is determined based on when it's picked, when it's harvested. And Rabbi Eliezer said that no, an esrog is shavu legal in the chol davar. It's just like any other fruit that grows on a tree, and therefore it always goes based on chanata. If you look in the chart that we handed out, just we'll get a sneak preview here. If you look at the bottom boxes I and G, you'll see that machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar, right? We're talking in the bottom here about an esrog, so I'm going here right to left. So if the arrow points right, that means it goes to last year. It means the earlier stage, the chanata. If it goes to the left, that's to the later stage, that's the lakita. So Rabbi Gamliel says, at least for purposes of meiser, that the esrog is basar lakita, right? Whereas Rabbi Lazar in box I says it goes basar chanata, the earlier stage, for all purposes. That's the machlokas that we saw so far as to when the esrog is, when we count the esrog's year from. So now let's look 10 lines from the bottom on Yud Daled Amud Beis. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Amora says the following: Hashtod Amar Rav Gamliel, esrog achar l'chitaso. Now that we know that Rabbi Gamliel's shita is that an esrog's year depends on when it was harvested, when it was picked, unlike other fruits that grow on a tree where it goes basar chanata. Now that we know that an esrog grows based on when it's picked, so then ki yarek, just like a yarek. So then, if that's true, Rosh Hashanah Shelot Tishrei, it should also follow that you determine the beginning of the new year for the esrog based on Tishrei, because we said before, a yerek, its Rosh Hashanah is determined based on Tishrei, as opposed to all fruits grown on trees, right? Peros Ayuan, their Rosh Hashanah is either Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. When it came to Yerakos, we said that the beginning of the year is Tishrei. So if you're saying that Esrog follows the rule of Yerakos, that it goes based on when it's picked rather than based on when its Chanata is, so then its new year should also follow that rule. It should also be Tishrei. That's what Rabba Bar Rav Huna supposes. That's what he presumes. Then the Gemara says, Meisve. We have a question on that. Rabbi Shimon, Elazar Omer, Weekate Esrog, and he quotes this now, this Tosefta. Weekate Esrog, Erev Tu B'Shvat. Let's say you picked an Esrog on Erev Tu B'Shvat, Ad Shilo Tavo HaShemesh, before sundown, so it's the previous year, if you're assuming Tu B'Shvat being the Rosh Hashanah, V'Chazer V'Weekate Misha Tavo HaShemesh, and then you picked another Esrog after sundown, after the new year for Ilanos. So then, in terminum aser mizel zeh. So you can't take truma from one esrog in order to pater the requirement for truma or meiser on the other esrog. Why? Wafish in terminum aser lo min hachadash al yashan, lo min hayashan al hachadash. As we've said many times, you can't fulfill your truma or meiser requirement for one fruit by taking off of another fruit if they're not from the same year. It only works if they're from the same year. And so here we're saying clearly that the cutoff point for an esrog is Tu B'Shvat. Haisa shlishis nechneses lorvias. Let's say it was the third year going into the fourth year. Shlishis meiser rishon meiser ani. Revias meiser rishon meiser sheni. So the same cutoff will apply for purposes of this halacha. We know that different years get different halachas in terms of which meiseros are brought. The third year gets meiser rishon and meiser ani. And the fourth year gets Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, right? The third and sixth years get Meiser Ani, whereas the other years all get Meiser Sheni. Meiser Ani is that you give your tithe to the poor. Meiser Sheni is that you eat it yourself and you reshalayim. So the same cutoff will apply with respect to the Salacha as well. If you're straddling the third and fourth years, so depending on whether you pick this Esrog before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat, that will determine whether it's considered the third year harvest or the fourth year harvest. Gemara then says, Man Shamis Lay Dazul Basar Lakita, who is the Tana that we know that determines the year of an Esrog based on when it's picked? Rabban Gamliel. We know that that was Rabban Gamliel who said that it's the Lakita. Vikatani Shvat. And yet here in this Braisa, or in this Tosefta, we are assuming that the cutoff point for the new year is Shvat. So this cuts against what Rabba Bar Rav Huna said. Again, Rabba Bar Rav Huna said that if you're going to determine an esrog based on lakita as opposed to other fruits, so that means it's considered like a vegetable in a sense, and therefore its new year is Tishrei and not Shvat. But here we have a Braisa or a Tosefta that adopts Rabban Gamliel's Shita that it go Basar lakita, so it's considered like a vegetable, and yet he's counting the Rosh Hashanah as Shvat. So what's going on here? So, we're going to require Rabba Bar Rav Huna to adjust his memra, his statement, to say the following. This is what Rabba Bar Rav Huna meant to say. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Afal Gav de Amar Rabban Gamliel Esrog Achro Kita Kiyarek, even though Rabban Gamliel counted the harvesting time, or the determination of an Esrog status based on its Lakita like a vegetable, nevertheless, Rosh Hashanah Shelo Shvat. He holds that the Rosh Hashanah is still considered Shvat. Fine, so that's a clarification. And now we know that even though the Esrog, even according to Rabban Gamliel, who says an Esrog is Basar Lakita, he's still considered its Rosh Hashanah Shvat, just like any other pre-Ilan, and not Tishrei.
Rosh Hashanah for, meaning the accounting for Meiser would still be Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, Meiser, it's going to affect a lot of things.
Olav Tishrei, no?
Not Olav Tishrei.
It would be Shvat.
Right. So, even though it's like kind of like a vegetable in a sense because it's Basar Lakita, but we're going to look at when the Lakita took place, not based on whether it straddles Aleph Tishrei, but whether it comes out before or after Tu B'Shvat. That's what he's saying. Right, so in one respect, it's like a Yerek.
So the Meiser would be Tu B'Shvat in that regard. It would be on Tu B'Shvat, not Aleph Tishrei.
That's when we're going to determine whether it's last year's Meiser or this year's.
That's right.
Again, even though he says it's like a Yerek in one respect, in the sense that it's Basar Lakita, still it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Tu B'Shvat, not Aleph Tishrei, not Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Okay, then the Gemara just asks a question. It's kind of sensitive to a a strange nuance in the Tosefta that we just quoted. The Gemara says, "Maishna hasam the katanim haisa shnia nichneses lishlishes." Back on a previous amud, on Dav Yud Beis Amud Beis, we had a similar brisa where we talked about the picking of a fruit straddling Tu B'Shvat, and we talked just to give it as an example the difference between whether it was the second year or the third year we were talking about, and here the example we gave whether it's the third year or the fourth year, right? So that's the Gemara is confused as to why we gave this as an example. Why back on Daf Yud Beis did we give the example of a picking that straddles second year and third year? And why did here we straddle 3 to 4? Why was that our example? So the Gemara says, Milsa Agav Urche Kamashmon. The Gemara is in choosing this as the example, the Bryce is teaching a halacha just incidentally, the esrog kashi leyada. Esrog is the esrog tree is very sensitive. If a lot of people touch the esrog tree and handle the esrogim and move it around the fruits, what's going to happen is it's not going to grow very well. Ve'aydi demimash mishe bei kuei alma b'shvias lotayin priat tlas shanim. And since during shvias all the produce is hefker, means people come onto people's fields and they're touching the fruit and they're pulling the trees. You can imagine it's a balagan. Everyone's touching the trees. That really affects the growth of the esrog because it's very sensitive, and therefore typically after a shvius year, the fruit won't grow until the third year. So by giving us the example here in the esrog context of shlishis to revius, it's kind of teaching you, says the Gemara, it's kind of teaching you, by the way, this phenomenon, this reality, that esrogim generally don't grow the first and second years after the Shvius, because they've been affected by everyone touching the trees, and therefore the example with respect to the esrog was the third year going into the fourth year, because only in the fourth year, only at that point are you going to finally get a fruit that's worthy of picking that you can use.
Can you verify that?
I have not verified that. I should. We should Google it, whether that's true. An esrog tree is very sensitive. We have to ask.
Didn't have the question in the second or the third year whether you do have miser rishon and miser oni. That was also a shaila. Here, that wouldn't be even a shaila because you're going from the third to the fourth, so you don't have miser.
No, it's going to be the same question, because the third year...
You had the Meiser Ani from the third year, and then the Meiser...
Yeah, as long as the third year is part of the question, it doesn't matter really for that person whether you go third...
Whether it's forward or backwards. Oh,
right,
God,
exactly.
Right.
The third year is going to be the exception, so you could really choose either comparison.
Right, got it, yeah.
So we're saying here we chose the latter comparison to teach you that halacha. Okay. Bamiya Rav Yochanan Rav Yanai. Rav Yochanan asked Rav Yanai. Esro Rosh Hashanah Shalo Emasai. So he asked, when is the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog? Amrle Shvat. Consistent with what we just said, he answered Shvat. Shvat de Chadashim o Shvat de Dekufa. So he says, are you basing that based on Shvat of the lunar year or Shvat based on the solar year? Counting from the Tekufa, Rashi explains from the Tekufa of Teves, you count 30 days. Amrle de Chadashim, he answers the solar year. It's interesting, the top Tosos points out that really this question could be asked on and any of the Gemaras we've been talking about, not only on Esrog, and the answer applies the same, we're talking about the lunar year. The second Tosos, interestingly, says that the reason you might have thought that it's based on the solar year is because it's the sun that's ripening the produce. That's really what's affecting the ripening of the fruit. And he actually quotes a pasuk from that we just read in Zos HaBracha, Mimeged Tvua Shemesh, it's the sun that ripens the fruit. But then he says, even though it says Mimeged Tvua Shemesh, then right afterwards it says Mimeged Gerash Yerachim. So it's also the lunar cycles that somehow have an effect of ripening the fruit as well. And therefore, we're going to conclude that it's the lunar year. And then he throws in Vigam Yisraelim Monim Levana. Everything we do is based on the lunar calendar. So this might as well be based on the lunar calendar as well. Okay, here we go. Bamine Rava Meir of Nachman. Vamri La Rav Yochan Rav Yanai. Haisa Shanumu Beres Mahu. So he asks if it was a leap year, if there was an extra other in there. So then do you count based on Shvat still, or are you going to count based on other Rishon? Because other Rishon, if you think about it, really kind of sits there, b'makom Shvat, as Rashi points out. Right? It's wedged in there between Shvat and other Sheni, as other Rishon. So you might think that you'd move the Rosh Hashanah Ilanos to other Rishon, because it's immediately preceding other Sheni. And Amar Lei Ha'achach HaRov Shanim, so he says, no, go after... as Rashi points out, what you refer to as Shvat in most years is this. We're going to just say that's the same month that is the Rosh Hashanah Ilanos, even in a leap year. Okay, now here's where we get to our chart. Amar Rabba. Rabba says the following: Esrog bas shishis shenichnasa l'shvias. So we're talking now about an Esrog whose growth and whose picking straddles year 6 and 7, right? And for purposes of the rest of this whole sugya, we're going to assume that the chanata, the earliest development of its fruit, happened in the earlier year, and its lakita, its picking, its harvesting, happened in the later year. So in this example, we're saying it straddles the 6th year and the 7th year. So if you look in the chart, I kind of drew this all out because it gets confusing because there's so many shitas here. The shitas kind of overlap. But if you look in box A, that's what we're talking about now, right? Rabba's shita with respect to an esrog that chanata happened in 6th year, and then the lakita happened in 7th year. That's box A. So he says, "Petura mina meiser." It's pater from meiser, meaning it has the character of shvius. The halacha is that stuff that's harvested or that's grown, whatever we're determining based on, but the produce of shvius of shmita is not chayiv in meiser. Because it's hefker, and meiser doesn't apply based on Gzeres HaKasa, but meiser doesn't apply to fruit that's hefker, only fruit that's owned by someone. Hefker means it's available to anyone to take, and so therefore it's pater mi meiser. So he says, this fruit that straddled, chanata happened in 6, lakita happened in 7, is pater mina meiser, upetura mina biur, and it's also pater from biur. Biur is the halacha that's stated in Parshas Kisava, which says that the year after the 3rd year and the year after the 6th year, so in our situation, the Shvius year, you have to make sure that you've accounted for all the Chiyuvei Meiser you have in your house. If you have leftover produce sitting in your house that you should have given to a Kohen, you should have given to a Levi, now's the opportunity to clear your house out, do a full inventory, and make sure you're Yotze and deliver all your late Matnas Kuna, Matnas Leviya. So that happens in the 7th year. So here we're saying that this fruit that straddled 6 to 7 is on the one hand pater mi meiser, it has the character of the 7th year in the sense that it's pater mi meiser, but it's also patura min habiur. It also doesn't have the character of the 7th year in the sense that you don't subject it to biur right away. And then he says ubas shvius shenichnaso shminis, fruit that has that straddles the 7th year to the 8th year. The chanatza took place in the 7th year. The lakita took place in the 8th year. This is box B in our chart. Petura b'meiser. It has the character of the 7th year, meaning follow the chanatza in saying that it's pater b'meiser. V'chayeves b'biur, and it is also chayev in biur. So again, follow chanatza and go with the 7th year. So now Abaye analyzes this. Amrei Abaye. Bishlama seifa l'chumra. I understand Rabba's statement with respect to the seifa, the 7th year and then the 8th year, the fruit that straddles the 7th year and the 8th year. So he's always going l'chumra, and he's saying it's pater mi meiser. That sounds like a kula, but it really is a chumra. It's saying that it has the character of shvius. Apply the halachas of shvius to it, and so it's hefker, and therefore it's pater mi meiser l'chumra. And it's also chayev in biur like shvius. So you're going a chumra. El Reisha, but what about the Reisha? The Reisha doesn't make a lot of sense. Petura min ha-biur, it's pater min ha-biur, amai damrinan zil basar chanata. Because you're saying, follow the chanata, go with the earlier year, give it the character of the 6th year, and that's why it's pater mi biur, because biur applies to produce of the 7th year. Ihachi tichayev b'meiser. But if you're giving it the character of the 6th year, going basar chanata, it should be chayiv in meiser. Why are you saying it's pater in meiser, right? So Amrlei Yad Hakol Mimash Mishin Ba V'At Amris Techay B'Meiser. So he says the reason why I'm saying it's Pater Mimaiser, even though it technically has the character of the sixth year, because we're going Basar Chanata, is because practically speaking, this fruit's going to stay on the tree into the seventh year. As we said, everyone's coming onto the fields and touching the fruit and moving around the fruit. So even though de jure, even though legally speaking, halakhically speaking, it is not hefker, practically speaking, de facto, practically speaking, it's like hefker because everyone's touching it. And therefore, since everyone's touching it, it has the character of hefker, and that's why it's pater min ha-maiser. We're going to include it in that gezeiras ha-kasev. That's Shitas Rabbah. Now we're going to go to Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna Amar, this is now box C in the chart. Bas shishis shenichneses l'shvias. If it straddles the sixth year and the seventh year, Chanata took place in the sixth year, Lakita took place in the seventh year. Liolim shishis. So for all purposes, we give it the character of shishis, meaning it's chayiv and ma'iser, like the produce of the sixth year. It's pater of from biur, like the produce of the sixth year, not like produce of the seventh year. You're always going batar chanata. Ubas shvias hanichneses l'shminis. And if we're talking about fruit that straddles 7 and 8, Chanata was in the 7th year, Lakita was in the 8th year, so we owe him Shvias. You always go with the earlier year. In other words, he's consistent. He always says, you always go Basar Chanata. And so therefore, it's Pater Mimaiser, because it has the character of the 7th year. And it's also Chayiv and Biur, because it has the character of the 7th year, and has the character of Shvias. That's the Machokas between Rav and Rav Hamnuna. So just taking a step back for a moment, both Rav and Rav Hamnuna agree, basically, across the board, that you go Basar Chanata. You go back the earlier year. There's only one exception, and that's Rav's exception in box A, which says, even though you go Basar Chanata, go to the earlier year, it's still Pater Mimaiser because of the practical reality that everyone's touching this fruit, and it's like it's Hefker, even though it's not really Hefker, and therefore you're Pater Mimaiser. That's what seems to be the consensus among Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna. Now the Gemara has a meisvei. It introduces a question, Akasha, based on this following memory of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. Keep in mind, Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna are Amoraim, and so if there's no Tana that says like them, they're going to be in trouble. We have a problem with that, right? Whenever you have Amoraim saying something, we want to know that at least there's no Tana that goes against them. We're about to introduce a Tana that goes against them. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rav Shimon, and this is now boxes E and F in the chart. Esrog Bashishis Shenechneses L'Shvias. Let's say the fruit had Chanata in the sixth year and Lakita in the seventh year. It straddles 6 and 7. Petura Min HaMaiser U'Petura Min HaBiur. So Rav Shimon, now we're in box E in the chart. So he says that it's Pater Min HaMaiser. It's pater min ha-maiser, and it's pater from biur. She'en l'cha davar shechayev b'maiser elim kem gadol b'chiyav, v'nokat b'chiyav. Because even though you might think that it would go basar chanata, and therefore take on the character of the sixth year, and therefore be chayev and maiser, he says it's not. Because in order to be chayev and maiser, you have to have both chanata and lakita in a year that's chayiv in Ma'iser, and here it's not. So again, we see here, this should raise alarms for us. Rav Shimon seems to be saying that you don't go Basar Chanata, which is going to be a problem for Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna. And let's just finish the statement. Ubas Shvias Shenechneses L'Shminas, if you have a fruit that straddles the seventh year and the eighth year, Lakita in the seven, Chanata in the seven, Lakita in the eighth, so then Petura Min HaMa'iser, Upetura Min HaBiur. He says it's pater from both Meiser and Biur. She'en l'cha davar shechayev b'biur, elim ken gadol b'shvias v'nokat b'shvias. Because you're only chayev in Biur if it's entirely in the seventh year. Again, here too we see Rav Shimon's not holding a purely of following Chanata. He's saying in order for it to get the character of Shvias, it has to have both Chanata and Lakita in the seventh year, and here it doesn't. So the Gemara says, Reisha Kashel Rav Hamnuna, the Reisha, the sixth, the where we talked about the sixth and the fruit straddling the sixth and the seventh year, that's a Kasha to Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna was the one who said that you're Chayiv in Ma'iser, and we said you're Pater in Ma'iser. Seifa kasha bing rabba bing rabba hamnuna, and the seifa is a problem both for rabba and for rabba hamnuna, because again, rabba and rabba hamnuna both held the both gobasar chanata to say it's chayev in biur, and here we're saying it's patur biur because you don't go purely with chanata. So this is a problem because here we have our Tana Rav Shimon going against both Rabba and I should say differently, right? It's really Rabba and Rav Hamnuna going against the Tana. What's Rabba and Rav Hamnuna's authority to say this against the Tana Rav Shimon? So the grand answer is Tanaihi. No, don't worry. This itself is a Machlokas Tanaim. Rav Shimon wasn't the only person who spoke on this topic, and Rabba and Rav Hamnuna have a basis for saying that you go Basar Chanata D'tanya, because we have a brisa that says Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said Avtulmas Hayed Mishum Chamisha Zakenim. Avtulmas the Tana, he testified in the name of the five Zakenim, five Talmidei Chacham, who said Esrog Achar Lekitaso Lemaiser. So Avtulmas, this is box G on our chart. So Avtulmas, he sides with Rabban Gamliel, who we introduced at the very beginning. And he says that an esrog, for purposes of meiser, goes based on lakita, right? The latter stage. Lakita. V'rabosenu nimno b'usha, but Rav Yossi says our rabbis, the Rabbanan, got together in Usha, and they all agreed on the following v'amru. Achar lakitaso, bein l'meiser, bein l'shvias. So the Rabbosenu in Usha said that it goes based on Lakita for purposes of Meiser or Shvias. So the Gemara says, Shvias mandakar shmei. Who's talking about Shvias? It seems like there was something wrong with this girsa of the member of Rav Yossi. So they clarified as following. Chisur mechzer of Achikotani. This is really what he meant to say. Now this is the important part to focus on. Achikotani, here's what he meant to say. Here we go. Esrog Achar l'kitaso l'maiser, v'achar chanata l'shvias. In Esrog, and here's where you could look in the chart in box G, right? This is the Tanakama, meaning of Ptolemus, and it follows Shitas Rabban Gamliel. That an Esrog goes for after l'kita for purposes of maiser, and after chanata for purposes of shvias. Now, even though we've been talking about maiser this whole time, the halachas of Meiser that we've been talking about really are based on the halachas of Shvias, because the chi of Meiser is determined by whether or not the item is hefker, right? If the item is hefker because it's attributed to a year of Shvias, so then there's no chi of Meiser. So when we say Shvias here, it really means Meiser for our purposes. The Meiser that it's referring to here, as Rashi, this long Rashi on the left points out, is referring to the halachas of Meiser with respect to determining whether you can be poded this year's onto the next year's, etc. But if, in terms of purpose, for the purpose of determining whether there's a chi of meiser altogether, our halachas really follow the halachas of shvias, right? Does that make sense? It means shvias is the year that it's hefker, and therefore shvias is the year if a produce is attributed to a shvias year, so then you can conclude that there's no chi of meiser for that year. So again, Avtolmas and Rav Gamliel are going to follow the first sheet to here, right? Esrog achar l'kitaso l'maiser, for purposes of maiser, like we just said, it follows l'kita, it follows the picking. V'achar chanata l'shvias, it goes to the earlier time, the chanata for shvias. This then is going to be the precedent that Rabba and Rav Hamnuna can hang their hats on, right? We were looking for how was it that Rabba and Rav Hamnuna said you go basar chanata the earlier time, when Rav Shimon was basically saying you go Basar Lakita. And this is right now the precedent that Rabba and Rav Hamnuna are based on. Rabbo Seinu Nimnu B'Usha, and the rabbis in Usha said Achar L'Kitaso Bein L'Maiser Bein L'Shvias. This is box H in the chart, that for both purposes of Maiser and Shvias you go after Lakita. This is going to be the basis for Rav Shimon, or Rav Shimon is consistent with this Rabbi Seinu B'Usha that we just said. Good. Now the Gemara says, Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish Amri Tarvayu. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said, Esrog bas shishis shenichnesa l'shvias. So an Esrog that straddles years 6 and 7. Its Chanata was in 6, its Lakita was in 7. We Olam Shishis, it's always going to go with the earlier year. In other words, it's going to go Basar Chanata. This is consistent with who? With Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, and with Avtolmas and Rama Gamliel. All right, that was very confusing, I know. That's why I tried to do the chart. I hope the chart was helpful. Okay. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan, Esrog Bas Shishis Shenichnisa L'Shvias. I think this is just one more example where we're going to say the same halacha. The Esrog, which is again, the Chanata was in the 6th year, its Lakita was in the 7th year, Afiu Kezias, even if it had only grown a little bit in the 6th year, Vinasis Kikar, and then it grew up into the size of like a full loaf of bread in the 7th year, what he's trying to say is even if only a little growth took place in the 6th year, Chayavin Aleha Mishum Tevel, it still gets the character of the 6th year, meaning the Chi of Meiser applies, and therefore you're Chayiv and Tevel up until the time the Meiser is taken. And Shemitah doesn't apply to this Esrog, it's not going to be Hefker, it's Chayiv in Chayiv and Meiser. Fine.
So you said that the Shita of Atolamus is the precedent for both Rava and Rav Hamnuna, even the one says Pater Meiser and one says Chayiv Meiser for 6 going to the 7th?
Yeah, because the only reason why Rabba said putter from Meiser for 6 going in 7th was because of that reality that people are messing with it.
Really?
But really, fundamentally, they both agree that you're Basar Chanata. Yeah, that's the way Rashi explains. If you look in the Rashi, directly opposite to where we are now, you see in the Rashi there where the Dav Gimel is in the parentheses? Right under that it says, the next line, V'Rabba V'Rav Hamnuna. Sviruluhu kav tolamis, damer basar chanata l'shvias. Hilkach bas shvias, shenechneses l'shminis, chayeves bebiur, bas shishis nechneses l'shvias, p'tur mina biur, dazel basar chanata. Right, they go basar chanata, and Rashi concludes, u'miflug pugi rabba v'rav hamnuna b'milsei d'av tolamis b'ha. And they only disagree about Rav Tolamis in one sense. Rav hamnuna savar kevan to p'tur mina biur, chayeves b'mayuser. Right, he says that since it's it'll follow with normal rules, you're going Basar Chanata, and therefore it's Chayiv and Meiser. Delaf Hefkera Demalkehi, because the Torah doesn't really make it Hefker. Halachically, it's not Hefker. The Rabba Savar Sof Sof Yad HaKol Memashmashin. Rabba holds that everyone's touching it, and therefore, practically speaking, de facto, it's Hefker. And therefore it is Umodu of Ptolemus, and therefore Rabba will hold that even of Ptolemus will say it's Ptura Min HaMeiser. That's the key Rashi that kind of brings everything all together. Okay. Fine. For anyone who was lost with all that, was going to start... For anyone who was lost with that, there's a new topic now with this Tanur Rabbanan. I mentioned before that there are two possible exceptions to the rule that Ilan is Basar Chanata, right? That Peros Ilan always follow Chanata. One was the Esrog situation, where apparently not everyone holds that, because Rava and Rav Hamnuna and Rav Tolamis and Rav Gamliel all hold that it's Basar Chanata, but at least some people, like Rav Elazar and Chacham and Usha, the Rabban and Usha, hold that it's Basar Lakita. So that's one exception to the rule that Peros Ilan is Basar Chanata. And the second exception is a bit what we're about to see right now. Tanur Rabbanan, our rabbis learned, Ilan Shechantu Perosav Kodam Tu Bishvat. So an Ilan whose Peros first started developing before Tu Bishvat, Misaser L'Shana She'avra. Right? So its Meiser is determined based on the previous year, like what we've been saying. Ilan follows Chanata. Achar Tu Bishvat, if its Chanata took place after Tu Bishvat, so then Misaser L'Shana Ba, right? It makes perfect sense. Then the Meiser will follow the character of the next year, meaning if the next year is Shvius, there will be no Chi of Meiser for these fruits, because their Chanata took place after Tu Bishvat. Okay, now importantly, says Rabbi Nechemia, Amar Rabbi Nechemia, he says an important exception, Bamedvar Mumurin, this is only true, Be Ilan She'ose Shtei Brechos. That rule that Ilan is Basar Chanata is only true by an Ilan that has two generations, so to speak, two manifestations in one year. We'll see what that means in a second. Be'ilan She'ose Shtei Brechos Bishana. The Gemara immediately says, Shtei Brechos Sal Kadaitach. What do you mean, shtei brechos? And Rashi explains, brechos is a word that usually we're talking about animals, like the breeding seasons of animals. We actually added in the Sechas Beitza with birds, right? So what are you talking about? Two broodings in a cycle. Trees don't breed like animals breed. The Gemara is kind of thrown off. So then the Gemara says, no, ela'ema ke'en shtei brechos. What it means is, it's like two broodings in a cycle, in a year. Meaning, if this fruit generates fruit kind of multiple times within one season, within one year, that's when the rule applies, says Rabbi Nechemia, that we go basar chanata, right? Aval ilan, he continues, aval ilan ha'osa brecha achas, but an ilan that only produces one output of fruit in a season, in a year, kigom dekalim v'zesim v'charuvim, like these kinds of trees, even though the chanata took place before Tu B'Shvat, nevertheless, you'd follow the meiser of the next year. As Rashi points out, you go basar l'kita. So this is an important exception. Mm-hmm. Whenever we're talking about a fruit tree, where it only puts an output of one output in a season, in a year, so then the normal rule that we've been thinking is the normal rule, that you go basar chanata by peros ilan, is not true, and you actually go basar l'kita.
Which is like the vegetables,
right. Fine. Now, we might take a moment to pause and ask why that might be true. If you remember, you may not remember, two dafim ago, we had a situation where we were talking about seeds, or certain kind of kitneous, what's it called, beans, where, the pull hamitzri, if you remember, where we said it was asuyim preichin preichin, and there was a Rashi there, mitosha asuyim preichin preichin, where it explained that where chachamim determined when the stage should be for purposes of meiser, meaning by all the chiyuvei meiser drabanan. Right, we explained before. Really, Meiser Doraisa only applies by Dagan Tirosh and Yitzar, or things that are kind of, what's it called, piled up, where you have a Dagan kind of situation. But all the other things like Peros and stuff like that, it's only Meiser Drabanan. And so, therefore, the rabbis got to determine when it was that we determine their Meiser year. Is it Basar Chanat or Basar Lakita, Basar Ashrasha? And the Gemara there on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis explained that there was a situation where certain kinds of kitnios were harvested at various times during a season. And there was a concern that if you harvested from one crop at various times in the season because the produce was ready on the vines at various times in the season, it would all get mixed together. And then you would be ma'aser from one to another, and it would be from this shana to another shana. And so we said that in that situation, the Rabbanan made it a uniform that it would always go basar hashrasha. We're going to go back to the original seeding, the original rooting of those plants, in order to give it one uniform year for purposes of chiyuv ma'aser, so that you wouldn't run into a problem of being ma'aser from one year onto another. And so the same thing applies here. The Rashi kind of makes the comparison before, and I think it's because Rashi is understanding is to mean that the same theory applies here, where there's a tree that's going to give off two outputs, in the same year. We don't want that to go basar chanata. We want that to go basar lakita, because
then you would know.
Because then you'll know, when the meiser is. Otherwise, it's going to lead to confusion. That's how I understood that Rashi, which kind of throws you back to Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the prachim prachim. Okay, whatever. That was a side point.
So there they follow the earliest time.
And yet I didn't think that through when I was thinking this originally. That's what caught me off for a second. Right. There they follow the earlier time in order to avoid the confusion, and here we're following the later time in order to avoid the confusion. I think that's right.
Yes.
Okay, that might be wrong, but that was anyway. That's how I understood the Rashi.
The fact that it's only Rabbanan anyway, they can decide when.
Yes, exactly. The Rabbanan have the leeway to make it easier to avoid that confusion. That's clearly what Rashi said on Daf Yud Gimel,
there. But
I think that's also what Rashi is saying in the Rashi Kein Shtei Brachos here, where he refers back to Daf Yud.
Because they've had it, you have to follow the leader because the Basar, because they have to have emerged to account. It doesn't make sense to go early.
Yeah, there's no
exactly.
For that was the
so,
second
right,
seeding.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Fine. So that's always what we're saying here. So that's the rule. That's the rule that Rav Nechemya lays out. That's the rule that Rabbi Nechemya lays out.
And even the Gemara says, "Afalp, even if it."
Afalp shechandu b'zeim kol nitu b'shvah misasnu shana ba. That is Rav Nechemya's rule that we're going to do the meiser based on the later, based on the lakita for things that have
two breedings, so to speak.
No, the other way around. I'm sorry. Did I get this wrong? Rav Nechemya said that the so then if it has multiple outputs, that's when you follow chanata. But if it has one output, that's when you follow lakita.
That's not
what I just said.
No,
that's not what you would think.
But Rashi still says it's based on the same theory of the parachim parachim. Right? Look at Rashi. Kein shtei brechos shein pirosav nigvarim ka'achas gon te'inim k'te'amrinim ga'abay kinyas mitosha asuyim parachim. Aval iwan shepirosav nilkatim ke'echad basar lakita azlinim behu. By an iwan where all the peros are harvested together, so then you go basar lakita. Maybe it is right. It's similar to that. When there are multiple, then you go to the earlier one. When it's multiple harvestings, then you go to the earlier one.
Whether it's a shrasha or chanata,
in order to avoid the confusion. That's right. But if everything is uniformly harvested at one time, then there's not going to be any confusion. Go basar lakita.
Right, that's what Arishko says.
Okay, if that's what Arishko says, then we'll go with that. Okay. Okay, fine. Now the question is, do we paskin like Rav Nechemya? Is this distinction correct? That when it comes to a fruit that a tree that puts out fruits uniformly once a year, you go basar lakita? Is that really true? So Amar Rav Yochanan, Nagu'am b'charuvin k'Rav Nechemya. So Rav Yochanan says that there was a certain kind of fruit, a charuvin, where this is true, it has one output a year, and the people followed Rav Nechemya to say that it's basar lakita. Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a problem with Rabbi Yochanan based on the following Mishnah Braisa in Shvias. Benos Shuach. So Benos Shuach. Shvias Shelahen Shnia. Mipnei Sheosos L'Shalosh Hashanim. So these are a fruit that was on the tree for a long time, and the Chanata took place during Shvias 2 years ago, right? And now it's on the tree for a good 2 years after Shvias ends, and what this Mishnah says is that it has the status of Shvias because you're going to go basar chanata. So even though it's harvested 2 years later, it has the status of Shvias from its original appearance of the fruit, and so that's a challenge to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, we follow Rabbi Nechemya. If we follow Rabbi Nechemya, so then a fruit like a benos shuach or like a charuvin that has one output, its character should follow the zman lakita. And here is a braisa that's saying you follow, for purpose of shvius at least, you follow its chanata. It's chanata, right?
This one's different because this one's not like once a year or twice a year. This is a third of a year. Basically,
yeah, that's right. But if anything, it should be like the once a year, meaning it's less frequently harvested. His exception was only in the more frequently harvested, meaning he said only go basar chanata where it's more frequently. But where, but here where it's only harvested once every 3 years, right? So then you should certainly go basar lakita, and yet we're determining its shvia status basar chanata. Good. So ishtik. So Rabbi Yochanan was challenged by that, and he didn't have an answer. He was silent. He didn't know what to answer. Amrei Rav Abba HaKohen and Rav Yossi HaKohen. So now Rav Abba HaKohen and Rav Yossi HaKohen are having a conversation about this little conversation that had taken place between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. And Rav Abba HaKohen said to Rav Yossi HaKohen, Amai Ishtik, I don't understand. Why did Rav Yochanan fall silent? Why didn't he give an answer? Leimalei, why didn't he just say, Aminu Echa Ana Rabbi Nechemya, Ve'at Amrisli Rabbanan? He should have just answered, I quoted Rabbi Nechemya's Shita. You're quoting a Mishnah. That's the Halacha, fine, that's the Rabbanan. But I was just quoting Rabbi Nechemya. So he answers back, meaning Rabbi Yossi HaKohen answers back to Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Mishum D'Amrle Shavkas Rabbanan V'Avdas Rabbi Nechemya. No. The challenge was, it's true that you were only quoting Rabbi Nechemya and the Mishnah was Shitas Rabbanan, but the reason why that's a challenge to you is because you were saying that everyone follows Rabbi Nechemya, as if to say that's the halacha. So that's why it's a good challenge. So he responds, why didn't he just say, Kamino Echa Nagu, Vat Amris Li Yisura? So Rabbi Yossi says back to Rabbi Abba, and I'm sorry, Rabbi Abba Cohen says back to Rabbi Yossi, well, why didn't he just say, no, I wasn't saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Nechemya, I was just reporting to you that the people generally follow Rabbi Nechemya. I wasn't backing him up halachically, and so therefore it's still not a problem. Because I'm just reporting to you the people follow Rabbi Nechemya, and you're reporting to a Mishnah, that the Rabbanan hold one way. So he answers back, no. Adam Rolei, b'makom Yisura, kinagu shav kinonguhu. So he says, no. The reason why he was shoseik, and the reason why it was a real challenge, is because it's not a good enough answer to just say, I was reporting back to you what the minug was. If you're reporting what the minug was, that implies that you're endorsing the minug, right? That implies that you're endorsing the minug. And so if you, Rabbi Yochanan, was reporting, not Rabbi Yochanan, if you, Rabbi Yochanan, was reporting what the minug was, that's kind of the same as saying that's the halacha. And so that's why this was a good challenge. So now the Gemara answers, he says back, Valei Malei, why didn't he just answer a different answer? Ki amino echa ana maiser charuvin drabanan. I was talking about the halacha by maiser drabanan, right? We introduced this whole discussion by saying that the rabbis got to determine what the point was, whether it was chanata or lakita, for purposes of maiser drabanan, maiser of fruits. That's drabanan. The at amris li shvius deraisa, and you're challenging me based on a mishnah from shvius, which talks about the halacha of deraisa. You're challenging, right? I just said to you that the people follow Rabbi Nechemya to go baser lakita. That was by a din drabanan, where we understood the rabbis have the authority to determine, in order to avoid confusion, when the year would be determined. You're challenging me based on a din deraisa of shvius. That's a good answer, right? So Ela Amar Rabbi Abba Cohen Tmehani. So Rabbi Abba Cohen kind of modifies his statement, and he says Tmehani Mishiva Reish Lakish Letshuva Zu. So he says I wasn't clear if Reish Lakish answered. The Gemara says Mishiva HaOsva. What do you mean if he answered? He was the one who asked the question, right? It was an Eisvei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Ela Ema. So he says, what I wasn't sure about is im kibla, Rabbi Yochanan, im wil kibla. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan was silent. Right? Just to review. Reish Lakish asked this bomb question to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was ishtik. We just said that there was a very, very good answer Rabbi Yochanan could have offered, which was, I'm talking about Drabanan, you're talking Daraisa. And so Rabbi Amma Cohen is clarifying that what he meant to say is, I'm not sure if the silence of Rabbi Yochanan was meant to be a silence of acceptance, of I accept your question, or it was a silence of saying, I don't even need to respond because the answer to your question is so obvious because I'm talking about Darabanan, you're talking about Daraisa, right? That his silence, it's not clear whether that was his acceptance of the question and kind of giving up and not answering, or whether his silence was a silence out of, I don't even need to respond, because the answer clearly is that I'm only talking about a drabanan, that Basar Lakitas Midrabanan, because Meiser is Drabanan, and the rabbis use their authority to determine when the most best way to determine the Zman of Lakita, the Zman of Meiser wasn't based on Lakita, whereas the Shvias was Daraisa, and that goes Basar Chanata. Okay, it was a complicated Gemara, so you have to review it. It's okay, sure.